当长老和教会他们是牧师师母。
So this couples are pastors and pastors.
那教会呢是我在来到西安教会在2000年第一个认识的中国人。
So Joy is the first Chinese that I knew of back in 2002 in the Church of Zion.
那跟 Joy 有很多的故事。
So we have many history or stories together.
那当我讲一点点故事，你知道呢？他们真的是神所拣选的仆人。
So I want to share a little bit so that you know they are chosen by God.
那时候刚来呢，我们在一起聚会很多。
So when we first came, we have a lot of communion. Yeah, yeah.
那有一次呢是，我要搬家，搬家的时候呢，早上就下着大雨。
So one time I had to move, and that morning there was a pouring rain.
那早上呢，我要去教一个学生，两个小时回来我就准备要搬家。
So I went out and to teach one of my students. After a couple hours, I had to come back and move.
我还记得很清楚，是一个星期六，我在路上看，一直在下大雨。在教书的时候，打拉开窗帘一看，一直在下大雨。
So I still remember that was on a Saturday morning, and the rain was heavy. And while I was still teaching, I opened the window, and you see the pouring rain.
那教会和我的太太就在家里，我们家里在祷告，说雨要停下来。
So Joy and my wife are in the house, and they were praying for the rain to stop.
那后来真的就是当我教完书的时候，我看雨就停下来了。
And you know what? So after I finished teaching my student, the rain stopped.
后来我说哇，这真的有信心这么大的信心的人。
So that I realized that there are people with faith.
那后来当我去搬完家的时候，大概四五点又开始下雨。
So after I finished my my move around 4 or 5 in the afternoon, the rain started again.
这次一次的经历，我就发现教会姐妹呢身上带着一个信心的一个恩膏。
So that was one of the experiences that I have. That Joy is a sister with faith.
还有另外一次，也是他们在为我祷告，就是经历神的这个大能。
And also another incident that they were praying for me so that I experienced the power of God, powerful words of God.
那有一次呢，也是星期六，我开车去教书的路上呢，出了车祸。
And it was also on a Saturday. I was driving to a student's house, and then I was involved in an accident.
那别人闯了我的车呢，他们下来就向我道歉。我一看他们那么诚实，那么真诚，我立刻就开车就走了。
So a car hit my car, and they came. They apologized to me, and then when I see that they are really sincere, so that I just drove my car and left.
那在这个 ICBC 报的时候呢，我把一个时间报错了一个星期，因为我真的是不太 care 这些事情。是一个星期六，我报到前一个星期六，而且哪个地点我也不清楚，因为当时觉得他们太诚实了。就什么都没管，就走了。
So during my ICBC claim, I forgotten about the exact day. So instead of that Saturday, I put a different day, like the previous Saturdays. And also, I didn't remember exactly where I got hit. So because I thought they were really sincere, so that I didn't remember a lot of details.
结果呢，他们在报的时候呢，报了另外一个完全不同的故事，就说我撞了他们的车。
However, the other party, instead of reporting to the ICBC about hit their fault, they reported that it was mine who hit their car.
可能他看到我呢，就说没有太多，也没有经验，就走了。
Maybe they thought that I was inexperienced. Maybe they thought that I didn't really care. So, yeah.
结果后来呢，我非常非常的生气，因为好多东西我都不记得了，不清楚了。但是我知道是他撞了我的车，他也知道，承认了。
But I got very frustrated because I knew that they knew that they hit my car, and yet they reported different things.
那后来也是，就是说 ICBC 能搞一个听证会，就是要我们去相当于一个小法庭在那上面，他要裁决。
So ICBC had to have a small court open for us so that we can have like witnesses to.
那天早上呢，我再去那边那个去听证会，完了以后呢。教会和我的太太还有 Ruth， 台湾那个 Ruth， 他们几个姐妹就在一起祷告，说辩论他们仇敌的口音。
So on my way to the the court. So Joyce and my wife and also another sister Ruth, they got together and to pray, so that they were praying that their witnesses will be confused. So when I went there, I told my story, I told what happened, and then the other party, they just sold themselves because they were telling all sort of different stories that do not match.
Anyway, 就是我就看到，就是神真的和我们同在，迎着弟兄姐妹的祷告。
And so I see that the Lord is with us by the prayers of our brothers and sisters.
后来听证完了以后呢，就说让我们在不同的房间里面待了20分钟，要给你结果。后来我的调停员就告诉我说，完全是他们的错。
So after the court, so we had to be in a different rooms for 20 minutes so that they will give us the judgment. So my arbitrator told me that it's not my fault, it's the other party's fault.
但是我的调停员告诉我 you intended to remember which day you had an accident.
But my arbitrator told me that at least you have to remember the day. 你至少要记得你的那个日子吧。
Anyway, 你看神的大能。
So that was the work of God.
Anyway, 这是两个故事呢，告诉你们，就是说，弟兄，我们的长老和姐妹呢，就是说一直在服事里面，紧紧的跟随神。
So these two stories I want to tell you about the elders and his wife, that how they've been serving in the Lord.
那长老呢，在我们这个更新牧者聚会里面呢，他是创始人之一。
The pastor is the one of the senior pastor in the Renew Fellowship.
所以在早期的时候，为众教会的合一付上很大的代价。
So in the early days, they contributed a lot for the reunions of the churches.
我记得最清楚的是，早期的时候，2009年，每一次聚会完，他就请我们去吃 buffet。
I remember in the early days, around early 2000, so every time after our meetings, he would invite us to the buffet.
所以有人不记得校长了，也迎着波费要记得校长了。
So some people might forgot about him, but because the buffet, they would be sure.
那我记得校长了，那是最感动我的，就是他每天早上起来敬拜祷告。有一段时间领着自己教会的人 ，Roger Richmond， 就是5-6点是吧？4点钟就起来祷告，等一会他再讲。
So one thing that really touched me is that the pastor will worship and the Lord in the early mornings. He also lead his church to walk pray around the city of Richmond as early as 4 in the morning.
他给我的感觉呢，就是只要敬拜赞美，只要活在圣灵里面，永远喜乐，永远健康。
So he makes me realize that as long as we worship in the Lord, that we will always have peace and joy.
所以呢，今天让他们来分享。
So today we will let them share.
所以呢，就是我们来祷告，做一个祷告，就让他们来分享。
So we just pray and let them share their testimony.
我们天上的父亲，我们要感谢你，赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we worship you.
今天我们邀请到我们的长老，我们常常叫他长老，因为我们习惯了这样的称呼。
So it is our honor to receive our elders. We always call him one of our elders.
做我们的牧师和师母来到我们的中间
Pastor and Pastor's wife to be with us today
来见证你的大能
To testify your glory
来见证你的名
Testify your name
我们全心的来接待
We will receive them wholeheartedly
主啊你来大大的恩膏他们
May you anoint them
主啊让我们的弟兄姐妹主啊得着他们的恩膏
May our brothers and sisters receive their anointings
愿你的名得荣耀
May your name be glorified
奉主耶稣的名
Jesus name we pray
Amen 好 Amen. 我就让牧师和师母来讲你们呢可以用不同的麦克风这么一点安娜来翻译吗
对不起消毒一下 戴这个口罩讲话，我都没这个习不习惯。感谢主啊
，Praise the Lord。
刚才王炳牧师讲的这个见证呢，我一点都不记得了，因为我们二十多年前彼此认识，那时候接触的很多。
So when Pastor shared about those two stories, I actually have no recollection of them because we met about 20 years ago and we have a lot of interaction since then.
给我最印象最深的呢，就是我有一个小女儿啊。
So I have a younger daughter.
那时候他们还没生孩子。
Back then they passed
away. 我忘了你们结婚多少年还没生孩子。
I don't remember exactly how long have you been married but with no kids.
还是我的女儿提出来的，我们要为那个王炳叔叔他们祷告，让他们生孩子。
So my younger daughter requested that we should pray for Pastor Bing so that they can have children.
后来我们就看见这个孩子在这里赞美，就心里很感恩。
Now that we see their children are here and worship the Lord, I feel really, really touched.
那个男孩子啊，我从后面都可以看到是王炳的孩子。
So Ezekiel. So I can't even tell that's Pastor Bing's son from behind.
我很感谢主。我呢有一个小女儿。
So praise the Lord, I have a young daughter.
是我43岁生的。
So I had her when I was 43 years old.
43啊，那满月的时候呢，我就把这个孩子带到西安。
So when she was
西安教会。
So when she was 1 month old, I brought her to Church of Zion.
然后我就把她奉献给主。
So I dedicated her to the Lord.
大概在她三四岁的时候。
When she was about 3 or 4 years old.
有一次祷告会是一位 Peter 的小组长 Peter.
So during one of the prayer meetings, Peter was one of the leaders.
他看见我，他说我看见你将你的女儿奉献给主。
And he told me that I saw that in my spirit that you have dedicated your daughter to the Lord.
后来在他2020年他4岁的时候，我们去以色列。
So when she was 4 years old, I took her to Israel.
他就上飞机的头天晚上就病了。
So the day before she was about to board the plane, she got sick.
怎么办呢？我去还是不去呢
？So I was worried, should I go or not?
后来我就凭着信心就去了。
So by faith I went.
但是那一次呢，除了在耶路撒冷旅馆祷告，什么都做不了。
But however, during that time, except to pray in the hotel in Jerusalem, I couldn't do anything else.
她又吐又拉又发烧，反正病得非常厉害。
She was very sick. She had fever, diarrhea, and all sorts.
那时候她的信心很大。
But then she had a great faith.
她说我也不要看医生，我就是要祷告。
She said, I will not go to see the doctor, I will just pray.
后来我就要求那些领袖啊，那个就在那个基甸的300，就是选300那个溪水那个地方哈，全部的500多个弟兄姊妹 leaders， 他们就一起为我的女儿祷告。
So I requested the leaders to pray for my daughter on the river where Gideon had used 300 men out of the.
就是那个在后来我的女儿就好了。
And after that, my daughter was.
也是仇敌要拦住我去以色列。
And you also the word of the evil one to stop me from going to Israel.
我虽然没有到处游玩。
So even though I didn't have the chance to go to tour around Israel,
但是就是将那个旅馆的窗户打开。
So I just opened the door from my hotel.
就把这个赶出去。
The window, sorry. So that I cast out all the evil.
就是我这个星期四呢， 就是 past Thursday， 就是前几天我的女儿来看我了。
So last Thursday my daughter came to visit me.
买了一个好大的蛋糕，因为我过生日。
She brought me a cake because it was my birthday.
后来我就说，宝贝，你祷告。
And I said, oh, my daughter prayed.
她就祷告了。
And she prayed.
然后我们吃了蛋糕以后呢？天上出现一个好大的彩虹，记得吧？
Yeah, after we finished eating the cake, there was a rainbow.
那个彩虹呢，就是我有生以来第一次看到那么亮，
so、that was,
那么漂亮的彩虹。
That is the first, the rainbow that I saw in my life. That was so bright and so beautiful.
为什么对我这个彩虹对我有这么大的感动？
How come it has such an impact in my heart when I see the rainbow?
我很感谢神他的信实。
I praise the Lord for His faithfulness.
我跟女儿分手是在她七岁的时候。
When I had to leave my daughter, that was when she was 7 years old.
因为我要跟她结婚。
Because I had to marry the pastor.
我的女儿两岁，我是离开了原来的家。
So when my daughter, I have to leave my original husband in
Pakistan. 是因为这个圣灵充满。
Because of the, I was filled with the Holy Spirit.
这些故事我就不讲那么多。总而言之呢，我不能带着女儿，我的女儿要离开我。
So to make a story short, I wasn't able to bring my daughter. My daughter had to leave me.
为什么呢？因为我们要出去传道。
The reason why is that me and my husband had to go out and preach the gospel.
Yeah, 我们没有时间，我照顾孩子。
We don't have time to take care of our children.
所以这个事情对我来说是一个很大的牺牲。
So to me, it's a great sacrifice that I had to make.
但是神纪念。
But God remembered.
他把她养大成人。
God raised her.
她从 UBC 毕业了。
Now she graduated from UBC.
她曾经在一个公司当经理。
So she was in a, was a manager of a company.
但是由于疫情，那个公司关掉了，她就没工作。
So because the pandemic, the company closed down, so she had no job.
最近几个月呢，她的手呢有问题，就是神经不能动，这个手，这个右手腕不能动。
So in the past few months, she has some problem with her wrist, so she couldn't really use her arms.
我很心里非常平安。
But I have peace in my heart.
我相信神要在她的身上动善功。
So I believe God is doing good works in her.
所以呢，她的生命最近改变了。
So I see changes in her life.
这么多十几二十年呢，二十年了，她都远离主了。
So for 20 years she has left God.
但是这一次我说，宝贝，你祷告，她祷告。
But this time when I asked her to pray, she prayed.
因为我相信神，他是信实的神。
So because I believe our God is faithful.
这个孩子已经是属于神了。
So this child belongs to the Lord.
我不需要太挂念。
I don't have to worry too much.
自从孩子离开了我，我就专心地服侍主。
So ever since she left me, I have dedicated my life to minister to the Lord.
2006年我被安立了牧师。
So in 2006 I became a pastor.
后来我就到中国，差不多现在除了这个内蒙古我们没去，基本上所有的地方，连新疆乌鲁木齐哪个地方都去过了。
So I've been to most of the places in China except 内蒙古 and
那个我讲的信息都是末世的信息。
So the message that I bring are the message of the end times.
就是主必快来。
Because God is coming.
当时十二十年前十几年前，人家说牧师你讲的很好。
So back in 10 or 20 years ago, they said, okay, pastor, it's a good message.
但是有一些超前了。
But it's too advanced for us.
但是这几年呢，说牧师你讲的都应验了。
However, in the recent years, they said that whatever you have proclaimed is coming to pass.
我们现在是活在一个灾难期间。
Now we are living under tribulations.
没有听说过讲道还要戴一个这个口罩。
So we have never heard that when you preach, you have to wear your mask.
所以我们今天我要做的见证就是我们的神是信实的神。
Today, my testimony is to let you know that our God is a faithful God.
当以亚伯拉罕神试验他的时候，要看看他是不是听他的话。
So when God put to the test by the Lord to see if he actually believes in the Lord.
就是把你所爱的独生的这个爱子献上，献为燔祭。
Is to ask him to sacrifice.His one and only son, the son that he loves, and sacrifice it to the Lord.
所以我们如果有什么事情为了主你放下了。
So is there is anything that you have to let down, let go because of the Lord?
神都纪念。
God remembers all of it.
我的女儿来跟我过生日也有好多次了。
My daughter came to celebrate my birthdays with me. She came a few times as well.
但是我每次如果我叫她祷告，她都你祷告你祷告，她都不肯。
However, when I asked her to pray, she always said, "No, no, no, you pray."
但是这一次她开口祷告了。
But this time she prayed.
我心里很感动。
And I'm very, very touched.
说你传福音给那么多人，自己的孩子不信。
Just imagine that you have been telling other people about the gospel. However, your daughter, your own daughter, did not believe.
所以我这一次看见她回转了。
But this time, I see that she has returned.
天上也出现那么大的彩虹。
And I also see the rainbows appear on the sky.
神就是告诉我说，他是信实的。
The Lord is telling me that he is faithful.
我们可以信靠他。
We can trust him.
就是在这么大的灾难中
in this great disaster,
我们只要在他的膀臂之下
as long as we are under his arms,
我们就能够得救
we will have the salvation.
好，最后呢，我就送一首这个诗篇九十一篇给大家
and I will give you a Psalm 91.
是我自己谱曲的
so I have
你们把那个诗篇九十一篇放出来吧。
I have wrote the song myself.
谱曲
and the lyric. I mean the music.
Compose 这个 music.
Yeah.
好，九十一篇哈。好
，Song 91。
主宰至高者隐秘处地，必主宰全能者。是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所依靠的。他必救你脱离不了人的网络和毒害的围语，他必用自己的灵王者。
新的一届道路上保护你，他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上，你要踹在狮子和灰蛇的身上，践踏少壮狮子和大蛇。耶和华说，因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他，因为他知道我的名，我要把他安置在高处。
Proclaiming it will come past. Believe that you are the creator of our heaven and earth. We are the precious children that have been bought by your blood. We belong to you. We are the children that have been bought by your price. We receive all your callings in our lives. Now we have resurrected with our Jesus in heaven. And we're seated with him in heaven. We need the fresh anointing from the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to be poured out on all of us. Every day we're calling your name, Lord. In all our circumstances, use your arms to embrace all of us. We will not have fear. In Jesus' name, when any disease that comes upon your children, in Jesus' name, we proclaim that healing. In spirit, we proclaim that the healing power will be on you and all the diseases will be gone. You've been banned by the evil spirit. In Jesus' name, we proclaim all will be released. In Jesus' name, we proclaim all your children that have the spirit of faith and a boldness. If you have a problem in your family, by the name of Jesus Christ, I proclaim that by the Holy Spirit, the power will be working in your families. If you are to struggle with financial problems, in the name of Jesus Christ, I will proclaim shakiness that in the heavenly realm, so that the silver and the gold will come down. And those will be fall into the hands of your children. And worry will turn to joy. And all of those bad things will be cut off. So every day you will be living in a life as if it is in the heaven. So every day we'll use love and joy to love the Lord that is in heaven. And you will proclaim, you will anoint our pastor being. And he will proclaim the name of the resurrected Jesus. And the way of living. And those who believe that miracles and signs and miracles will follow them. Because the Lord that we believe is above all things. It's the Lord of signs and miracles. Because we have his DNA. We anoint your children. We open out your mouth and you will be filled. And all the work that he's doing is not in vain. And all of those children, you will see the glory of God. What we live is to glorify the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. We say hallelujah, praise the Lord. Glory to our God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Hallelujah,
praise the Lord. Let me introduce myself. I'm the fifth generation from a very traditional
church.
My father was one of the elders in the church. When I was small, I would go with my father and I would always sit on the front row.
都要叫我坐在他旁边。
And he always asked me to sit by him.
所以很勉强坐在旁边。
So I just reluctantly sit by him.
但是聚会完的时候,
after the meeting,
我去做我的事情,
I would just do my own thing.
我特别很喜欢赌博。
I like to gamble.
从小就很喜欢赌博。
So from a young age,
很贪心,
I like to gamble and
gamble. 所以虽然是一个基督徒,
even though I'm a Christian.
在主日学的时候唱歌还蛮大声的。
So in the, I sing loudly in my Sunday schools.
在做坏事的时候,
but however, when I do bad things,
也会祷告主耶稣保守我啊。
I will pray that, oh Lord, protect me.
就是这样, 无论在学校都喜欢打架。
So I was, I like to
打群架,
to fight with my, my classmate in the school.
还受到很多的不好的环境的影响。
And I also under a lot of bad influences.
但是我从小是已经在基督里面。
However, when I was small, I'm in Christ.
所以当我在当兵的时候。
So when I was a soldier.
因为我这个人不怕死的人。
Because I'm a man who develops
a fear. 刚强的灵在我的身上。
The mighty spirit is on me.
所以我在第一次坐飞机的时候,
so when I first time when I was on the plane,
大概50年前啊,
about 50 years ago.
50年前, 那时候1959年吧, 1959年，1959年，1958年就当兵嘛。
That was back in
1958年是我当伞兵。 哦，要在飞机上跳伞。
So back in 1958, I was in the Air Force, so I had to jump down from the airplane, like in a parachute.
当第一次上飞机的时候,
the first time I was on a plane,
因为从来没有坐过飞机,
because I was never on a plane before.
上飞机的时候, 当我们那个飞机上有40个人,
so there was about 40 people on the plane.
加上两个教官,
and plus two of the senior,
还有驾驶飞行员,
and also the pilot.
所以我们坐在两排的人的这些同事,
so those people that sit on the front row,
大家心里都非常的有惧怕的感觉。
So all of them were afraid.
我就看到这对面有一位, 他是佛教徒。
And then one who sit opposite of me is
他看他脸色都发青了，他气怕了不得了。
So he believed in Buddhism and he was afraid.
那一次我看我们的教官从飞机头走到飞机尾，走来走去。
And I saw my teacher that he had to march from the plane from one end to the other end.
我们没有坐过飞机，看到教官这么紧张，我们也是跟着紧张起来。
Because we were never on a plane, when I see the teacher was nervous, and we also got very nervous.
本来我们上飞机，超十几分钟就要跳伞下来。
So initially we had to board the plane, so about 10 or 15 minutes we have to jump out of the plane.
那就很奇妙，那个飞机开过头没有跳下来。
However, the plane went too far, and we didn't have a chance to jump.
所以还要再绕一圈。 坐得更长的时间。
And then we have to sit for a longer time so that the plane can return it.
我就在飞机上，主啊，你赦免我，我犯那么多过犯了。
So in the plane, I pray to the Lord, forgive me, I have been done so many bad things in the past.
我真正在飞机上认罪悔改啊。
So on the plane, I have to, ask God for forgiveness.
因为知道从小就不是上天堂就是下地狱啊。
From the young age, I know you either go up to the heaven or go down to
我在飞机上，主啊，你赦免我，叫我跳没有死的时候。
So I in the plane I asked Lord so that when I jump I will not die.
我一定要悔改来侍奉你啊。
I will return and I will minister to you.
哎呀，从那一刹那，从空中一刹那个飞下跳下来的时候，一着地的时候啊。
So when I jumped on the plane, as soon as my feet landed on the ground.
我的好像一个重担全部脱落掉。
It seems like a big burden has fallen off.
我看的环境都是那么美好。
And everything that I see around me was good.
我感觉我生命不一样了。
I felt there's a change in my life.
那是在当兵的时候。
That was back when I was still a
student. 我就想回来回退伍以后要去考神学院。
So that I decided when I returned from the army, yeah.
因为我在读书都是混毕业的。
I will go to a Bible school because 什么东西？
混毕业的。
Because yeah, so in my school I was you know trying to just play around you know like until I graduated.
所以我在军中就开始好好读中文，好好读英学英语，还读圣经四福音呐、
啊。So while I was in the army, I have pay a lot of I study a lot on Chinese and English.And also on the Bible, the four gospel of God.
当我要去当兵的时候
when I was about to go to the army,
我们有我们的牧师，
他
现在已经被神接走了。
He has been taken.
上我一本很小本的圣经，好像项链那么大，就放在这口袋。
So he gave me a very small Bible, like the size of a cigarette, so that I can just put it on my pocket.
我到军中，我天天就读那本圣经。
So when I was in the army, I had to read the Bibles every day.
那天天读都是，那开始都是读十五节，每天都读十五节的圣经节。
So at first, every day I will read about 15 verses.
当我每天都读，当我退伍以后啊。
So I read it every day when I finished from the army.
因为我想，我们每天都出三餐嘛。
Just imagine, like back then, you always eat three meals a day.
所以我就开始每天读三次。
So then I started to read three times.
早上起床一定先读圣经，我才会去开始做自己的事情。
So when I wake up in the morning before I do anything else, I will read the Bible first.
中午我吃饱饭一定读圣经，才是机会做事情或者去休息。
So after lunch, I will have to read my Bible first before I do anything else.
我晚上要睡觉以前一定会读圣经。
And before I sleep, I will always read my Bible.
虽然非常的累。
Even though sometimes I become very tired.
有时读圣经读了第一章，我感觉才读一章，哎，睡着了，睡了一下就半个小时了。
Sometimes when I read, and then I fall asleep.
但是我还是坚持着。
However, I continue to
do it. 坚持着。
I persist.
虽然有时太疲倦。
Even though sometimes I am tired.
读了以后不知道在读什么。
I read and I realize what I'm reading.
但是我一直持守到现在。
However, I continue to do that until this day.
我在到他说三年前回台湾，有一个教会邀请去做服事。
So about 3 years ago, a church in Taiwan asked me to minister to them.
那个牧师曾来到温哥华。
That pastor had came to Vancouver once.
那时候他们有两个牧师来找我，在温哥华找我。
So two
来找我。
So two of the pastors came and to talk to me.
我回台湾的时候，他邀请我去那边分享。
So when I went back to Taiwan, they invited me to their church.
结果他给我一个见证，我都自己忘掉了。
And he asked me to share a testimony. However, I forgot about it myself.
他说：“肖长老，就是中午吃饱饭一定读圣经。”
So he said, Pastor Xiao, please share the part that where you always read your Bible in the lunch time.
所以当我因为他来十几年前来温哥华的时候，我请他吃午餐。
Because about 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I invited him to lunch.
我就趴车在路边读圣经才开始说。
So I parked my car, and then after I finished my Bible, then I drove.
所以这个是我们无形中我们都忘掉他多久。
It is something even though I forgot, however he remembers it.
今天我早，昨天晚上睡得不好。
Last night I didn't sleep well.
因为昨天教牧师帮一个纽约一个团道人翻译，12到12点才结束。昨天晚上。
你翻译吗？
他翻译。
Oh, because my wife Joy had to translate for someone else, and she came to bed around 12.
因为那时间是9点到12点的这时间，他们是一个特会啊，7天的特会。
It's a special gathering, so the time was from 9 PM to 12 AM in the morning.
因为教牧师就在房间在那边翻译。
And Joy had to stay on the line and to translate.
照理我应该都我通常都是11点半左右会睡觉。
Usually we'll go sleep around 11:30.
因为当他翻译完以后，已经12点多了嘛。
However, after she finishes, it's past.
就去睡觉了。
So we went to
bed. 睡觉结果没办法睡下去。
However, we just couldn't sleep.
因为今天有改时间嘛。
Because there's also time.
哎呦，因为时间改掉，我看已经1:50几，我还没睡着啊。
And then I look at time. Go, okay, it's now 1:55, and we're still awake.
哦，要起来洗手间。
So I went to the bathroom.
哎，要去睡觉。
And then I went back to bed.
啊，不知道多久才睡着。
I don't know after how long, then I finally fall asleep.
5点多就有一位姊妹从台湾打电话给我。
Around 5 AM in the morning, someone called me. A sister in Taiwan called me.
这是一个新鲜的见证。
It's a fresh witness, testimony.
这位姊妹她是在2019年。好像6、7月受洗的，这样记不记得受洗
？So back in 2019, the sister got baptized.
她是从台湾来，她本来是要去西雅图找一位那个好像大师啊，她是拜佛的。
So she came to she instead of going to Seattle, she's supposed to go to Seattle to find a some sort of master.Because she believed in Buddhism, however, she came to Vancouver.
所以当这位姊妹当时就住在温哥华，给她租一个房间。那个温哥华那个是一个圣道堂的弟兄。
So she was renting a space in Vancouver, and the landlord is one of the brothers from 圣道堂 Church of what? It's a private.
所以当他到他家去的时候，这位弟兄他们是敏锐的，他说他身上有邪灵。
So the brother who received her, because his spirit is discerning and he sees that there is evil spirit that is on her.
他们夫妇加上他的女儿，为这个不第一次认识的人禁足3天祷告。
So the brother and the wife and the daughter and the children.Pray for this woman who they did not know. They fast for her for 3 days.
他说了，他身上有鬼，他们好像无奈那种没办法。
So because they found that the evil spirit was on her, and they have no way of cast the spirit out of her.
他就想到我。
And then they remembered me.
我十几年前的生气，那个一个教会邀请我去服侍。
Because they have invited me to their church about 10 or 15 years ago.
他知道我有医病赶鬼的恩赐。
They remember that I have the anointing of casting out demons and healing anointings.
他在曾经到那个教会听到我在服事讲道。
And they heard of my message back then.
哦，他就一直问到我的电话。
So they found my phone number.
他说我小长老，我以前在。那个慈爱教会，你在那边服侍过，我认识你。
And he said, "Okay, Pastor, I have been into that particular church, and I heard a message. I know you."
我说有什么事情
？And I asked them, like, "What's wrong?"
他说哦，我们家有一个租客，他是被邪灵附身的啊，很痛苦。
And he said, "I have a tenant in my house, and she's been demonized. She has a demon in her, so we don't know what to do."
他说：“能不能到你那边，你为他服侍一下？”
Can you come and you know like help her?
我说好，你明天晚上来，因为他是礼拜六 打电话，礼拜二小打电话，我说你礼拜啊礼拜三晚上我们有小组聚会，叫他过来。
They called me around on Saturday, and I told them that they can come on a Wednesday because we have a small group.
因为我们是七点半进行，那我叫他七点过来。
We will start at 7:30, so I asked them to come around 7 o'clock.
就到七点二十五分钟，我就开始定要准备要聚会了。
And around 7:25, our meeting is about to start.
我去为他祷告。
And I start to pray.
一祷告以后。他马上跑到厕所去。
When I prayed, she ran to the bathroom.
整个肚子，他都是一全身好像有鬼在撞，到那膀胱就是大尿。
And it seems that the evil spirit was around her body, and you know, like made her has to go to the bathroom to pee.
在厕所吐。
And she threw up in the bathroom.
因为他出来，我们没有继续为他祷告。
So when she came out, we continued to pray.
我们就开始聚会。
And then we start our meeting.
所以聚会完，他们就回去了。
So after the meeting, they went back.
结果当他我说你要一定要锁匙，因为这位弟兄他说好，不然来这边锁匙。因为那弟兄是在圣道堂，在圣道堂的旁边，他家住在圣道堂旁边。
So the brother lives by the church in 圣道堂 so they live next to the church, and they want her to be baptized.
所以他已经曾经先还没找我的时候，已经去找那个圣道堂一些传道。
Before they asked me, they have already asked the elders of their own church.
他们已经约他们要见面，要给他跟他谈。
They have asked so that they can come over to talk with her.
所以他说我说你要受洗，这洗礼才会完全洁净。
So they say you have to the lady that you have to be baptized so that you can be cleansed.
所以当他给我约的时候，下礼拜六要来受洗。
So they had an appointment with me so that they will come on the next following Saturday to be baptized.
因为他的下个礼拜他就跟那个教会的传道人见面。
Because by next Friday she would have to have the meeting with the church's elders.
所以那位弟兄到礼拜五下午打电话给我。
So on the Friday afternoon, the brother called me.
本来要在里面受洗，因为他感觉还是到圣道堂受洗方便，他照顾的方便。
So they're supposed to come to baptize in my place. However, they felt it would be easier for her to be baptized in their own church.
我说无所谓，在哪里都受都可以。
And I said, oh, doesn't matter where you got baptized.
结果经过他们在两个礼拜的时候
，However, after a couple of weeks,
那位弟兄又打电话给我。
That brother called me again.
说需要我，他想他来找我们这边为他受洗。
And he said, okay, it is better for her to be baptized and with him.
因为他感觉到他们在那边感觉聚会没有什么感觉，因为他临界很真实的。
Because they felt when she was in the meeting, they didn't feel anything because the heavenly realm is real.
所以他就来礼拜六来受洗。
So she came on a Saturday to be baptized.
当我们为她受洗的时候
，When we baptize her,
她真的用冲到洗手间去。
And once again, she ran to the bathroom.
她的完全控制不了，整个就是拉到地上来。
And she lost control of her, you know, bowel movement, and she was peeing and everywhere.
因为这个姊妹，她的家，她父亲。他是在台湾开密宗的那个佛堂那边的密宗啊。
So the sister's father, the lady's father, he had some kind of temple in Taiwan.
所以他的亲人每个人都是拜佛拜得很厉害。
So all of her relatives are all, you know, like.
他一直被这个邪灵捆绑的非常的痛苦。
All her relatives worship to the idols, and she also banded by the evil spirits. 那一天我们为她受洗以后，
她感觉好舒服。
So after we baptized. after she said she felt so good.
因为她说要回去中国。
And then she said she will go to China.
想要来到加拿大进修。
And she also want to come to Canada to, you know, learn.
因为她中国那时候有赚一些钱，她想要拿去拿零钱出来。
Because she made some money in China, she want to go back to China to get her money out.
所以她在2019年8月的时候啊，八月她就回中国。
So in August of 2019, she went to China.
到我们那里聚会，大概聚会到三次就住四次而已。
She was in our church about 3 or 4 times.
因为她去到中国的时候，我们就没有办法再联络。
Because after she left for China, we wasn't able to connect.
这个神很奇妙。
However, God is wonderful.
我2019年刚好从以色列回来的时候。
So in 2019, when I came back from Israel.
十月底回来的时候，当11月初。
So I came back around the end of October and around November.
有台湾有一位我的同工，他就打电话给我。
So one of the co-workers in Taiwan, he called me.
他说：“肖牧师，我们有一位原住民的老牧师，就是老牧师啊、哦，所以看到我的诗，看到我这本神超自然的医治的大能的诗。
So he told me that one of the indigenous pastor read my book, this book.
他说要邀请我安排2个月在台湾。”绕一圈为原住民教会来做复兴工作。
So this indigenous pastor in Taiwan invited me to Taiwan for 2 months to pray for the indigenous people in Taiwan.
我说2个月太久了吧。
And I said, oh, 2 months is too long.
他说到台湾以后，他要到缅甸去。
And he said that after going to Taiwan, they will go to Cambodia.
因为这个教会在缅甸有分会。
缅甸不是
Cambodia。缅甸
Burma.
所以我说就50天就好，不要2个月啊。
And I said 50 days is good, but not 2 months.
所以我就那时候就是2019年11月份，我就到台湾50天。
So 2019, I went to Taiwan for 50 days.
我到刚回台湾的时候，在机场，在这个移民那个入口移民官的前面的时候，要进入那个。移民处的时候，那个海关呐、啊，进海关的时候。
So as soon as I landed in Taiwan and I was on the, the custom, I had to enter into Taiwan.
非常的奇妙。这位主位就站在我的前面呐、啊。
You know that?
那人好多，不是没有什么人，好多人。
So it was so wonderful that the sister.
他就排在我前面，一脸绕，他就排在那个几个窗口，他就在这个窗口，我就在这个窗口。
There were many different windows for the customer.
他跟他的父亲在。
Sister and the father was in front of me.
他有一点技术看到我的时候，他还就这样看。哦，校长啦！大声叫一声啊，在海关面前大叫一声。
So when she turned around and said, "Oh, Pastor Shaw," she shouted out so loud in front of the.
结果他先出去，他就在那边等我。
So after she entered into Taiwan, she waited
for the other side. 跟他父亲认出一下。
So that I got to meet her father.
就这样，那次开始就没有再见面。
So after that, we never met again.
等于我2020年1月15号从台湾回来。
So in 2020, January 15, so I came back from Taiwan.
到现在就。没有再出去了。
Until now, I have never went out.
我们本来夫妻两人每年大概都要到外面要3趟至5趟的时间出去宣教。
So in the past, my wife and I will have to go to different places about between three to five times each year for proclaim the gospel.
所以一年都是在国外，在外地有4、5个月在外地。
So every year we will spend 4 to 5 months in other countries.
所以当这位姊妹很久没有联络。
So we haven't had a connection with.
我传信息给她，她都不回。
So every time I send her text message, she never returns.
结果今天早上莫名其妙又打电话给我。
However, this morning.
5点，我正在好睡觉的时候。
So however, she called me today 5 in the morning.
吵醒了。
woke me up in the morning.
他说我好痛苦啊，我现在又好痛苦啊。哦，他说整个全身都是膀胱，什么都要尿都要大跑出来，但是被邪灵捆绑很久。
And she said, "Oh, I'm such a mystery because I lost control of my bowel movement, and she has under the evil spirit."
因为当时他就我就。因为我在这里，我叫他，我说你去到台湾附近的教会去找，啊，去教会聚会。
And I asked her to go around her neighborhood to find a church.
他去跑好多教会。
And she went to many many.
他感觉都去了没有什么感觉呀、啊。
However, whenever she goes, she just have no.
他没有，他想说来到我们那里的感觉是非常的敏，他理念敏锐的人。
She's very sensitive in her spirit. She can only feel the sensitivities when she was in my church.
我说你不要去找那个传统教，你要去找有圣灵的教会。
And I told her not to go to the traditional type of church, but go to a church that believe in the Holy Spirit.
我也鼓励她到灵粮堂啊，或者啊爱修园的那种那个桃园的那个总部那边爱修园。
So I told her to go to 爱修园。
他不知道有没有去，我不晓得啦。
I don't know if she went or not.
结果他有一次打电话给他说想要去读神学院。
And one time she called me that she wanted to go to a Bible college.
我说你要好好的跟神关系啊、哦。他说要去有那个聚会所的，要邀请他去读他的神学院呐、啊，聚会所的小学。
So she said that one of the church invited her to their Bible college.
结果一直都没有消息。
And then there's no nothing.
她一直到现在还被捆绑。
Until this day, she is still bound.
所以今天早上我又在电话为她祷告。
So this morning I pray with her.
我说你一定要悔改。
I said you have to repent.
因为她的家环境就是很多偶像，她的父亲都是祭坛，那个古佛教祭坛。
Because in her family they have a lot of idol worshipping, and her father has a lot of the statues of the idols.
So, 当她去一些地方都没有得到什么果效。
So that's why she has no like she didn't receive anything when she go to other churches.
因为我们信了这位活神耶稣基督。
Because we believe in this living God Jesus Christ.
他已经为我们牺牲在十字架上了。
He has already died for us on the cross.
And
he has endured all the lashes. And he has endured all our pain.
我们已经信了受洗的，就是成为他的儿女。
Those who believe, I will become his children.
已经脱离黑暗的捆绑。
We have already apart from the darkness.
除非你愿意又回头。
Unless you want to return.
好像圣经里面讲，那个果吐出来，它回转又去吃。
Just like the Bible said, what the dog vomits out, he will go back and eat it.
好像出洗清洁的时候，他看到泥沼还又去滚。
Just like the pig, when they are clean, they still go back to the mud.
当这位主人他已经受洗了，因为没有受到圣灵的洗。
This sister, even though she is baptized, however, she was not baptized by the Holy Spirit.
所以我一直要鼓励弟兄姐妹，你不只是受到水就满足，水的洗就满足。
So that's why I always encourage our brothers and sisters, not just by water baptism.
你要受到圣灵与火的洗。
You have to be baptized by the Holy Spirit.
你里面必定你的圣灵活在你的身上。
So that the Holy Spirit will live in you.
是有没有真正圣活在你身上的燃烧？
Is he living in you?
你是一个不冷不热的生命。
Are you a life that is at the heart of cold?
你假如去摸到火的时候啊，或者屁股有火在烧的时候，已经跳起来的。
So if you touch fire, or if the fire is burning on your ass, you will be, you know, jumped.
当一个火炉。
So when a fireplace.
假如这个火炉没有点燃的时候，没有烧的时候。
When the fireplace is not lit.
苍蝇会停在这个火炉上。
The flies will come and land on the fireplace.
当这个火炉点燃起来烧起来的时候，
when you lit this fireplace up,
苍蝇都不敢靠近来。
No fly can come close.
它就会被烧死。
Because the fly will be burned.
我们的生命，我们的里面的火炉有没有烧起来
？So is your fire as in you? Is it been lit?
这些魔鬼撒旦，这些一切的污秽灵，就是像苍蝇一样。
So all these evil spirits are just like the flies.
你将里面有神的火在里面烧的时候，有圣灵在里面的时候。魔鬼看到你都会跑跑跑
的。When the fire in you is lit, when the Holy Spirit is in you, all of this evil spirit will go away.
不是基督徒在逃跑。
Not the Christians that are running away.
我们在耶稣基督里面是刚强壮胆的。
So in Jesus Christ we are bold.
因为我们活在耶稣基督残酷高深的爱里面。
Because we live in His love that is how deep and how.The depth and the deep will cannot measure.
是有根有基的爱。
It's the love that was foundation.
是无限的爱。
It's an unlimited love.
我们这位真神耶稣基督。
We know this true God Jesus Christ.
他将他的爱倾倒在我们生命里面。
He has poured out His love on us.
他不盼望我们的回报。
He doesn't require us to pay anything.
他这个爱一直供应，一直出去。
And His love continues to supply to us.
每天都是充满爱在我们身上。
Every day He will renew His love for us.
假如我们没有真正爱他的人
，If you do not truly love Him,
你就不会想要祷告。
You will not want to pray.
也不会想要读圣经。
You will not want to read the Bible.
聚会也没有那么渴慕。
And you don't have the desire to come to a meeting.
因为里面没有活在上。
Because the fire is not lit in you.
因为你没有遇见到圣灵。
Because you have not met the Holy Spirit.
所以我们的信的这位神是超自然的神。
So the Lord that we believe is beyond our natures.
我天天就是祷告主啊，让我们真正的行在的超自然里面。
So every day I will pray the Lord let me walk in the spiritual realm.
超自然不是偶尔一次就好，偶尔一次。
Walking the spiritual realm is not just by like one time or two times.
我们一定要天天时时刻刻要经历到神迹奇事在我们生命里面。
Every day, every moment of life, we will experience the miracle and the signs of God.
因为耶稣所应许的人的话，信而受洗的必要得救，信的人神迹奇事跟随他。
Because it is the Lord's promise that those who believe will be saved, and those who believe the signs and miracles will follow.
因为我们是要见证这位复活的耶稣基督。
Because we are here to testify this resurrected God.
因为耶稣是昨日、今日永不改变的耶稣基督。
It's because He was and He is and He is to come.
他在地上怎么做事情
？And whatever things that He has done.
他的门徒也相同做什么事情
？His disciples are also doing the same.
彼得他的影子都可以医医病。
So Peter, even his shadows can bring healings to the sick.
保罗他的围巾都可以医治。
And Paul, even his cloth can bring healings.
这些门徒经历到圣灵的每一位，都有神迹奇事跟随着。
All of the disciples, all the signs and miracles are following them.
他们没有一个软弱的。
None of them is weak.
我们相同信在信了这位不改变的神。
Same to us, those who would believe this unchanging hope.
当我们奉耶稣的名在台上宣告的时候
，When we proclaim His name on the stage，
那一刹那圣灵就在我们当中。
At that moment, the Holy Spirit comes.
我们要渴慕。
We have to desire.
彼得使徒都能行这么神迹奇事出来。
Peter and Paul can experience this kind of miracles.
我们一定要做得到。
And we shall also do that.
因为耶稣应许信的人。做比他更大的事。
Because Jesus said, "Those who believe will do even greater things."
我们要相信。
We have to.
我们不是头上相信。
We are not just believe by our head.
我们真的要渴慕圣灵一伙的喜。
We have to desire the Holy Spirit.
所以耶稣在复活升天前40天就跟门徒们在讲神国的事情。
So after. 40 days fasting in the desert, Jesus started proclaiming the things that are in the heavenly realm.
要叫他们等候上头的能力，才得着能力，才为他做见证。
They asked the disciple to wait until they receive the anointing from the heaven, then start doing the
从耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，为耶稣来做见证。
From Jerusalem to the region of Judea until the end of the earth, to be testimony to the whole earth.
今天我们相信他不改变的神。
Today we believe this unchanging God.
他是爱的神。
He's a God of love.
他是信实的。
He's faithful.
我们会有信，就不能来到他面前。
If you have faith, you can come before him.
也不能逃他的喜悦。
Unless you have faith, you will not have.
当我们相信来到他面前的人，必定相信凡寻求他都要赏赐给我们的。
Without faith, you cannot please God, and you have to believe that He will reward those who seek Him.
你思想要翻转起来。
Your mind has to be renewed.
因为你的思想要进入在耶稣里面。
Because your mind is not in the Jesus Christ.
所以圣经说，我们要求天上的事。
That's why Jesus said we have to ask for the things that are in heaven.
我们要思念上面的事。
We have to think about the things that is above.
我们要盼望将来的事。
We need to desire the things to come.
今天每天活着，你为着什么在活
？So today when you live, what do you live for?
今天你每天在思想什么事情
？What are you thinking about now?
你的目标是在哪里
？What are your goals?
你的目标就是在地上有限的东西的时候
，When your goals are on the earthly things,
都要过去的。
All of these will come.
你的目标一定要跟永恒有关系的。
Your goal has to be set.For the eternity.
你有没有知道你这个目标的永恒的路在行走
？Are you walking in the way of eternity？
假如你没有这个思想
，If you have this kind of thinking，
你要靠耶稣灵让你思想天上的事。
You have to ask for the Lord to help you to set your mind on above。
我们渴慕他的同在
，We will long for His belongings。
这个神的同在，当遇见他的时候，他的同在，因为。神的灵已经住在我们里面
，because the spirit of the Lord is living in us。
因为我们都没有圣灵在我们里面，我们被呼求天上为阿爸父。
When the spirit is in us, we will ask for our Abba Father。
因为圣灵成我们印记，我们是属神的儿女。
Because the Holy Spirit is our sign that we belong to the children of God。
也许我们已经信主很久了。
Even if you have believed the Lord,
好像我从小就信耶稣。
For me, like I believe when I was.
但是跟外邦人差不多。
But I am the same as all.
只是没有去拜拜而已。
I'm just not bowing to the idols.
当我遇见到神真实的悔改的时候。
But when I met God and when I returned.
那种心里的渴慕。
So that the desire that
要更多更多。
爱神
的时间要更多更多。
To love God even more.
每天读神的话成我的力量。
So reading the Bible become my strength.
在我移民的时候，2001年，在温哥华。
So when I came to Canada back in 2001.
我是1996年过移民过来的。
So 1996 I came.
但是我2001年，我们温哥华有一个店。
So in 2001, in Vancouver, we have a shop.
就是在边街跟书街的 corner.
So in Main Street and 10th Street.
在那里的时候，我是开家具这一行的行业。
So I had a furniture shop.
我一直跟耶稣做滚堂做木工。
So I'm doing the same thing as Jesus as a carpenter.
我也没有学过木工，也没有学过，我还是在台湾装修好多教会。
So I have never learned anything about carpentry, but in Taiwan, I had a lot of renovation.
我们教会台湾的教会，那个圣餐桌啊讲台，都是我的公司做出来的。
So our church in Taiwan, those the pews and all the tables are done by my company.
结果我已经移民几年了。
So after I came to Vancouver for a few years.
有一些别的教会去到我们教会，看到哎，这个桌子是不是？这个圣餐桌是哪里做的
？And so other people came to our church and say, "Okay, who made this pew?"
那时候他们已经移民加拿大了。
They say, "Oh, this guy went to Vancouver."
那个桌子是非常漂亮。
And the table was.
我都透过祷告。
So it's through prayers.
圣灵透过问给我讲话，要怎么做
？And as Holy Spirit spoke to me through dreams and told me how to make the table.
所以你有圣灵的时候啊。
So when you have the Holy Spirit.
他就是你的保卫师。
And he will be your counselor.
他就是你的智慧的源头。
He will be the source of all your wisdom.
他是让你兴旺的。
He is the God and he is the Spirit that make you prosper.
所以我在做事情我都会先祷告的。
So every time I do things, before I do things, I will pray first.
一直每件事要祷告。
I pray everything.
祷告。他若没有启示，我就不做。
If he has not given me any signs, I will not do things.
当时那个边界那个店子，隔壁餐厅，电火烧过来，餐厅。
So the shop that is in Main Street, the restaurant next to us had a fire, and that burned, it burned my shop as well.
我们是店那个上下楼一共有一万一千尺的地方。
So it was two floors, and we have 11,000 square feet.
因为我那个店生意很好，忙得没办法买保险。
So back then our business was really busy, and we didn't have time to buy insurance.
因为我想要找这个华人来帮我买保险。
So initially I wanted to ask a Chinese to help me to purchase insurance.
因为那时候我自己没有，也开有一个店，一万尺的店，也是刚开张几个月而已。
Because I also have another store in Richmond, and also was recently opened.
所以两边跑，那生意很好。
And I had to run back and forth, and both shops were busy.
结果保险公司来找我，我不在。
So the insurance company to kick.
他找了很多次找不到。
The insurance came to talk with me for many times, however, they couldn't find me.
结果半夜那个店烧掉了。
However, in the middle of the night, the fire burned down.
因为那时候我在住在苏里，我移民的时候，那时候第一年以后都是早上4点到8点起来祷告。
So back then I lived in Surrey, and so every day between 4 in the morning to 8 in the morning, I always pray.
一直持续。那段时间持续有5、6年以上。
So that time it lasts for 5 to 6 years.
都是4点到8点起来祷告。
So you always between 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. in the morning.
所以那一次店烧掉的时候啊。
So that time when my shop burned down.
那天早上我读到圣经。
That morning I received the words.
诗篇66篇。
Psalm 66.
那是经过患难。
So it's through our tribulation.
哎呀，神每天就给我讲话，每天就给我讲话。
So God always speaks to me every day.
当时那个店烧掉的时候，因为我是到那个4点就起来祷告，到7点半的时候。
So I woke up in the morning 4 o'clock and until 7:30.
有一位黑人是我们同行的一位老板。
So there is a black man who is also another boss of the same business.
他说：“你们打开电视，你们店现在在电视上啊，火在烧，在上电视上在烧。”
So he called me and said, "Open up your TV, you will see your shop because it's on the news. It's burning down."
所以我就叫我们家人起来。就那时候在温哥华，我们住在苏里要去温哥华。
So I asked my family members to wake up because we live in Surrey, we have to rush down to Vancouver.
那时候还有长老会，还是我们那些牧者啊，都那开拓所是开拓苏里的一位长老哈。我们那个迦南长老教会是当时有开拓到的。
So the elders was doing 这你是说跟他一起做这个公司是吗？
对，不是那个教会开会教会，pastor 以前的 pastor 来跟同来找我。
So the pastors and all the coworkers came to me.
他们要安慰。
Because they want to comfort me.
我说上帝是耶和华，收回是耶和华。
And I told them that it is the Lord who gives and it is the Lord who takes.
那是我们一位员工啊，他住在苏里。
And we also have coworkers that lives in Surrey.
他去要上班的时候，到十点半上班的时候，看到那个火在烧，店还在烧嘛。
So he went to Vancouver and our shop is still on fire.
他是那时候50岁的人，现在还是我们当中可能有认识他的。他两个脚一直抖，一直抖，一直抖，看到店烧了，一直抖，一直抖。
So he was back then when he was about 50 years old, and some of you might know him as well. And when he saw the fire, and his legs start to shake.
那是我们一位前一位弟兄，那个当时做世界日报的采访组主任。
And so there's another brother who was one of the editors of the newspaper.
他说要请我吃饭。
And he said, "Okay, I will."
说我请客吧。我说我请客。我说我本来说今天电烧掉，我等一下要去出厚厚一点。出好一点。
So, okay. So I told him that、since my shop is burning down, I will go and have a, you know, like a fancy meal.
在饭厅的时候，那个员工一直小孩就发抖。
So in the restaurant, that coworker of mine is like still shaking.
我那牧师那个同工他们来找我的时候，都要安慰我。
So the pastor and the elders of the church came and said that they want to comfort me.
我跟他说，赏赐是耶和华，收回是耶和华。
So I told them that it's the Lord who gives and it is the Lord who takes away.
所以电视台来才要向我采访。
And also the reporter came and to, you know, like speak to me.
哎，我笑笑的。
I was smiling.
他说叫我严肃一点，要上，叫我不要笑。
And he told me that you have to be serious because you are on TV.
我是神的儿女，还是怎么不要笑
？And I am the child of God. Of course, I have to laugh.
我不是魔鬼的孩子吧
？I am not the children of the evil ones.
你就是魔鬼的孩子，你就会哭啊，会爱哭啊。
If you are the child of the evil ones,
会痛苦啊，忧愁啊。
You will be worried. You will be in pain.
因为献祭在魔鬼面前，魔鬼就喜欢看这些嘛。
Because Even ones likes to see this kind of sins.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
我们的献祭都是美好的、高兴、欢喜、快乐的。
All our sacrifices were done in joy and peace.
所以今天你在撒什么种子
？So today, what kind of seeds are you sowing?
你的思想就是在撒你的种子。
Your mindset are the seeds of your thoughts.
你要你的生命要翻转的时候，你思想要转变。
When your life needs to return, your mindset has to be returned as well.
因为一生的果效是从心里发出来的。
Because all the things will come from the heart.
你今天有任何难处，你不要灰心。
If you are facing any kind of difficulties, do not be letting.
你任何难处就感谢主，感谢主。
When you see any difficulties in your life, just.
神要给我提升的。
Oh, Lord, you are going to elevate me.
我经历到很多的。我来讲，就是到在那个2017年。
So in 2017.
因为我原先住的地方。
So the place I used to live.
就是卖掉，价钱好价钱卖掉。
So I sold at a good price.
就是住了14年。
I stayed there for 14 years.
还赚了10倍多。
And I made it tenfold.
这对方求我。求我卖给他。
So the other party asked me to sell the property to this to him.
赏赐是神要给你，都跑不掉的。
So it's the Lord who gives. When he gives, you cannot run away.
因为我搬到那新房屋的时候。
So when I moved to the new place.
我们每天我们就在我们原先在建房屋的时候，我们的孩子，我们每哦三个孩子嘛。还跟我们等于数家，每天啊、哦，每个礼拜我们都会家里聚餐。
So I have three children, so about four families. Well, every week we will have a gathering together.
是看在餐厅吃也好，或者在自己厨，在家里自己厨自己也可以。
So sometimes in the restaurant, sometimes in the house.
轮流请客。
So we'll take turns and you know pay for the meals.
所以有一次是礼拜一。
So one time is
on Monday. 我记得是八月几号。
August.
当时那时候我小儿子请客到Burnaby那边去吃回来。
So my youngest son bring us to Burnaby for meal for.
因为他们住在高贵那边。
Because they live in Coquitlam.
我大儿子就跟我住在一起。
My oldest son lives with me.
所以当我回到房间的时候
，When I went back to my house，
我就在换衣服。
I was changing.
我那大媳妇大叫说：“爸，快点出来，拼命叫你呀！”
My daughter-in-law, my oldest daughter-in-law, called me, "Come out!"
我说怎么搞这么紧张？我以为发生什么事情。
I said, "Oh, what's the rush? What happened?"
因为我们那个阳台下面都是大蚂蚁呀、啊，黑色大蚂蚁。
So under our push this big ants.
因为我的动作很快嘛，我们那树教已经在门口，我就有DDT 在旁边嘛，哈、啊，那个喷料哈、啊，我就拿那个 DDT， 然后就树教拉起来，我就马上跳上去了。
So I have the spray with me, so I just spray them.
动作太快了。
I did it too fast.
你就还没闻的时候啊，我就
你就
摔下来。
So because I was too fast and I wasn't able to land properly and I fell.
一打哦，咚！我的大孙女哦，她看到也都不出声，就哭了。
So when my granddaughter saw me, she just wept, she just cried.
因为我一直四十几年不出药不生病。
Because for the past 40 years I was never sick.
也不出健康食品。
And I never taken any like vitamins.
我爸爸是医生啊。
My father is a doctor.
他做六十年的医生。
He's been doctor for 60 years.
他最后都不出药。
Until the end of his life, he never take any medication.
因为神用里面再生能力比药物好啊。
Because God has given us this renewed life that is even better than any kind of medicine or.
那个我倒下去的时候，手摔到那个花烛，怎么手花烛？啊，然后头就碰到这个地上有那个塑胶垫嘛。
So I fall down and then my hand landed on the you know like the flower garden the bed and also my head hit the concrete.
痛得不得了。
I was in pain.
我也整个痛。
I was in pain.
但是我晚上要睡觉，一定还是会到客厅去祷告一下。
However, before I sleep, I have to pray.
再痛还是祷告。
Even if I'm in deep pain, I still pray.
当这个连续到45天以后
，So I was in pain and still praying, and then about 45 days later，
那时候台湾有一个新罗医院一些医务人员要邀请去那边服侍，一些安排时间，10月23号要去那边服侍他们。
So back then, there's some of the medical teams in Taiwan asked me to minister to them.
因为我想要快点好嘛。
Because I want to get healed.
我还想跑步嘛，下完去跑步快点好。但是我走路一直 pain 我不晓得。
So I want to get healed faster, so I always like jog. However, when I jog, I kind of lean to the other side, but I don't know why.
到礼拜五有一次那个礼拜五，我小孩子请我去吃饭。
So one Friday afternoon, my younger son asked me for dinner.
We went to
a hot pot place.
啊，我小孩子给我讲说，爸，假如给你送到医院，你会怎么样？
And my son asked me if I send you to the hospital, what do you think?
我说，除非我不晓得，我不会去医院的啦。
And I said, no, I'm not going to hospital.
因为那时候教育部师刚好那天要中国回来。
Because that day, some other pastor.
十月十号，对他要从中国回来。
哦，是。
因为我打算要去接他嘛，他说11点会到。
So because that day my wife came back from China and I have to go to the airport to pick her up.
因为我早上都会去到城市里，周六我都会开车到城市祷告。
So every Saturday we will go out to the city and pray.
那天是去到城市祷告。
That day was the city prayer.
我回来就在睡觉。我就我大儿子叫说爸，你拿着那个医疗卡给我。
And then when I woke up, my oldest son woke me up and said, Dad, take your medical card.
我整个已经昏昏的都不晓得，就模模糊糊拿医疗卡给他。
So I didn't know what happened, so I
不久他说叫那个带衣服出来。
And then after he asked me to take some of my clothes.
我不知道他要带我去哪里。
I don't know where he's taking me.
哦，就又披上去，就在车上了。
So I took my clothes and then I was in the car.
我都不晓得什么事情。
I don't know what happened.
当我醒起来的时候
，When I finally woke up,
是在一个加护病房。
I was in a hospital bed.
就在那个他就是就我那个。就我一个人很大件的那个啊那个从病房交病房啊啊
C
啊
ICU
嘛对
哦 so I was in the ICU、yeah.
所以但因为 我头上已经绑了那个布啊，喉带啊，插了铜啊，心想我说我那个是小不知道小儿子还大儿子在旁边看我嘛。
So I woke up and I realized I'm in a hospital bed, ICU, and then there are a bandage on my head, and also I have the IVs on my body, and then my son was next to me.
那个我说今天 Joy 阿姨要回来，我要去接她呢。
And then I said, oh, my wife's coming, I have to go.
她是礼拜六要回来，那我心想是已经礼拜一的下午。
So she's supposed to come back around Saturday. However, when I woke up, it was the Monday afternoon.
我都不晓得。
I didn't know all of this.
因为教务处回来就在旁边照顾我，都不晓得。
And when Joy came back and she was actually next to me, I didn't even know.
所以当他说送我在从那个开刀房出来的时候。
So I actually went through an operation. So I came out from the operation.
他就在旁边。我就讲一句话，绝对不能妥协，妥协就会死。
And she was next to me, and she heard what I said, while I'm still, you know, like unconsciousness.
我是大声在叫的，不是小声哦。
Oh, so、
绝对不能妥协，妥协一定会死。
And so this is what I said loudly, not like quietly.
然后接着说，即使 overcome， 哦，大喊。
He said, "Never give up. If you give up, you will die." And he said, "Jesus, you will come."
So, 师母他就帮我咽口了。
So because I was so loud, I was shouting in my dream.
这是灵界的挣扎。
So she has to put her mouth around.
虽然我昏迷不晓得。
It was.
我完全都不知道。
Even though I didn't know, but
但是那个好，这个绝对不能妥协。
But the thing is clear that we should never give up.
你妥协就会死。
Give up,
you will die. 所以我们相信，我们信了这位创造的神，给我们赐生命的神。
So that we know this God is a God who gives us life.
他是爱我们的。
He loves us.
他是爱我们的。
He loves us.
因为我们要真的要回报他的爱。
We have to return His love.
越爱的人，你会跟他多讲话。
So he loves you, then you should. Talk.
会跟他一起相在一起。
You want to be、talk to him.
所以今天你说你爱耶稣的时候。
So today when you say you love Jesus.
你也不祷告。
But you don't pray.
不跟他讲话。
You don't talk to him.
不读圣经。
You never read your Bible.
参加聚会也不冷不热。
有
好
也
有也好没有也好。
Call and the hall call.
这都是不行的。
You cannot do this anymore.
你一定要渴慕圣灵的充满。
You have to desire.
圣灵的浇灌，
so he's pouring the
Holy Spirit. 你的经济要翻转起来。
Your finance will be prosperous.
你圣灵浇灌的时候，你的生意会好起来。
When the Holy Spirit is in you, your life will be better.
神在我们每个人的生命都有他的计划。
So Lord has His own plan on each one of us.
不要看清自己。
Do not look down.
不要看你现在的环境如何。
Do not look on your own circumstances.
当你遇到难处的时候
，When you're facing difficulty,
你就要到神面前。
Then you have to return to the Lord. Lord,
赦免我
，Forgive me.
我对你不够爱。
I do not love you enough.
神要让你重新得力呀。
Lord will renew your strength.
所以我感谢神。我五十三岁的时候不会弹琴，不会弹吉他。
So I praise the Lord when I was 53 years old. I cannot play.
我现在会弹琴，会弹吉他。
Guitar,
还会做歌，因为时间问题，我唱一首歌给你们听。
But now I can play guitar, I can sing. Because of time, I'm gonna sing you this song.
这首歌是刚，这是我做的歌第二首歌啦。哦
，This is the
第二首歌。
我
第一首歌是在台湾做的，在第二首第这首歌是启示录第十五章第三节第四节。
So it's a Revelation chapter 2.
启示录十五章。
Chapter 15。Revelation 15.
因为那天，我们前会有一位刚信主没有多久，他就做一首歌，就叫做我们前会跟我们温哥老会歌啊，好。我说他刚信主，他说可以做歌，我就给谁说，哇，只有十几年，给我那首歌。 哎，现在都没有做出啊，你要给我再做歌啊。结果那天就刚好读，那天晚上要睡觉时，就读到这个启示录15章啊。这一章读完的时候，哎，这个摩西歌就出来了，我唱给你听。
So there's a young brother who just recently became a Christian. He made a song and it became the song of his church. And I told the Lord, say, how, I'm a believer for such a long time, how come I cannot make you a song? But the other day I was reading Revelation.
所以这一章圣经读完，我这首歌就出来。
So after I read this verse and then the song came.
我来唱。
So I want to
hear. 感谢。主神全能慈爱，你的作为大哉奇哉，万世之王啊，你的道途已在。存在，主啊，虽然不敬畏你，不将荣耀归于你的名呢，因为都有你是神天，万民都要来到你面前敬拜，因你公义。
大家有没有受到激励在Zoom上的？
So those who are on Zoom, are you being encouraged?
啊，
哎呦，我很感动，我觉得我坐在圣灵当中，我在翻译的时候，
哈哈哈哈。Anna says she's really, really touched, feel the Holy Spirit. 肖长老就是他的生意被火烧了，没有保险。
So, the pastor, his business burned down, and he didn't have any insurance.
那时候我们刚刚认识不久。
So that was when we first met.
那后来其实他的原来的妻子呢也是在五十多岁就过世了。
And also after that, his first wife died around 50 years old.
但是我们看到就是神怎么样就是祝福他的整个的家。
However, we see that how the Lord is blessing his family.
后来呢 Joy 嫁给他的时候我们非常高兴。
So after, Joy and him got married, we are very, happy for them.
在婚礼上我们所有的牧者都祝福他。
So in the wedding, all of the pastors blessed them.
我现在睡的床垫全是长老的床垫，业总台湾的业总床垫。我现在，不能睡别的床垫，一定要睡这个长老的业总床垫。
So all of my mattresses are from him. Is made from coconut fiber. I cannot sleep.
非常好的东西。
So I cannot sleep on any other mattress but their mattress.
所以我一个床垫救了，我说来，我说去找长老，找长老。
So I will tell people to get the mattress from him.
长老，我以为有长老很快就送一个，就过来。
And then, yeah. So if I want a mattress, he will give it to me very quickly.
那么在这几天见证到一点，对我来说呢，就是见证到一点，好多人看到他的生意好，生意不断的受神祝福。
So one thing is true that a lot of people have witnessed about his business is continuously being blessed by the Lord.
这是他生意上面的祝福，有很多神奇的故事。
So,
以后你们可以听到。
So actually, there are many wonderful stories in the business. You may have a chance to hear later on.
但你也听到他讲的很少。
However, you hardly hear him talking about his own business.
那很简单，你从他的讲道里面发现，他们也讲到的，他们的眼睛不在生意上。
But simply put, from what he shared early on, you will see that their eyes are not fixed on his business.
他们的眼睛在耶稣身上。
Their eyes are fixed on the Lord Jesus.
我常常拿这个钱包说，爸爸，你想要爸爸的钱包，你是看钱包还是看爸爸？
So sometimes I'll use this wallet as an example. If you want, the blessing from your father, do you focus on the wallet or do you focus on your father himself?
有的人常常想着爸爸的钱包，最后得不到爸爸的钱包。
For some people, if you only focus on, the wallet, you will not get anything.
那有的人爱爸爸。不想钱包，最后他发现父亲就给他。
So for some people, they don't worry too much about the wallet, but they care about the father. And in the end, they got the father and the wallet as well.
我们中间很多人正在经历。
So these are the things that a lot of us are experiencing right now.
我也在经历。
I'm myself also experiencing that right now.
就也知道，我过去也不对钱没有兴趣。
So Joy knows this well that in the past I have no interest in money.
现在也其实没兴趣，但是神就不断的要加给我。
And to this day, I still have no interest in money. However, God continue to bring that to me.
但是呢，神在这个过程里面，就是让我们越来越爱他。
But in this process, God wants us to love Him even more.
这个钱根本不是目的。
So the money is not our purpose.
弟兄姐妹，钱不是目的。
So brothers and sisters, money is our own purpose. It's not our purpose.
你看到长老里面的喜乐。
So you see the joy that's in our elders.
这个 joy 公司里面的喜乐。
You see the joy that's in in joy.
他们两个主给他们两个名字，一个就是平安牧师，喜乐牧师。
So Lord has given them a name. So one is Pastor of Peace and also Pastor of Joy.
我们正在一起，过去一起经历很多，在一个教会，后来在常常也见面，经历很多，看到神怎么样。带领他们，我们很受激励。
So we have been in the same church for many years. We've been experiencing that, and after we have a lot of meetings together, we are continue to experiencing the blessing from the Lord.
好多人先要得到长老的这种健康，长老这种喜乐，现在我也不知道多大，反正不下70吧。 跳舞，对吧？跳舞做歌。
So some people wanna receive this the pastor's blessing, like you know, like you can see that he was dancing and he was.
长老多大年纪了？
71岁。
So he's 71 years old.
但是呢，大家看到他的秘诀，今天他讲了一点秘诀。
So you can see his secret.
4点钟起来祷告。
It's to wake up 4 a.m. in the morning.
一天读3次圣经。
So read your Bible 3 times a day.
不吃健康食品。
Don't take any vitamins.
他后面的秘诀在哪里呢？他就是靠主。
So what's the secret behind? It's by the Lord.
我每次看到长老。
So every time I see him.
我就想到。
I will
想到他做的这些东西非常激励我。我有时候会懒惰的时候也早上起得晚啊，就是这样。但是我一看到长老，我就说：“哎呀，要起早了。
”So the things I can do has encouraged me. Sometimes I go lazy and want to wake up, but when I think about him, I will wake up and start a prayer.
一看到他们，我就激励我们，就说主的话、祷告、赞美、服侍。
So when I see them, I see that I remember God's word, and I've been encouraged.Wake up and to pray.
我们中间多少人可能现在经济上要放掉，家庭关系要和好。
So how many of us will have this, you know, like change in your family and in your finance?
但是呢，秘诀在哪里呢
？So what is the key?
秘诀就是眼睛盯着耶稣基督。
The key is to fix your eyes on Jesus.
今天长老讲的一个非常有激情的讲灵，要被圣灵充满。
So today the elder has shared that you have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，祷告要被圣灵充满。
So when you pray, you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，我觉得现在几点了？不睡。12:18了。就是我们再请长老和教会呢，跟我们全体的会众，就是做一个祷告，做一个祷告。有机会以后再请他们来服侍。
So we'll invite the pastors to come and pray for us.
特别我们集体来接受他们这个身上这种圣灵的恩膏。
So we will receive corporately for their blessings.
好不好？好的，我来翻译。
Okay.
不管你在 Zoom 上面还在下面，你们真的站起来领受圣灵的恩膏。长老和教会，你们按你们的感动，神怎么感动你 ？So I ask the pastors to follow the Holy Spirit.
你换一首歌好吧，换那个稍微比较安静的歌，
放一首比较安静的歌。
好的，麻烦。
每
一位哦，现在我们来举手，我们手举起来。
So let everybody lift up your hands. Lift up your hands.
唱一首歌，我们唱一首歌，
接下
来唱。
We will sing a song。
唱一首歌，看一首歌来唱。
好，什么歌？
唱可以唱，就都可以唱，爱主的歌也好，圣
主的歌
好，
是不是你唱吗？还是我们唱吗？
我们大家唱，大家唱，
大家唱。
唱还是大家我看你手。
Today
we'll sing together.
What song?
观众，这副歌我们歌唱可以啊。
简单一点的啊，简单一点的。
唱哈利路亚，
那个。
你要渴慕，
渴望地上一样。
阿利路亚，阿利路亚，阿利路亚，阿利路亚，阿利路亚。
感觉你身体哪个部分不舒服，你就按在你的不舒服的地方，你叫头痛就按头痛，你脚痛就按脚，你腰痛就按腰。
If you find somewhere in your body that's pain, you can put your hands on that place.
因为我们神没有受到时间空间的阻挡，
因为 it's because God's power is not limited by space and time.
他的耳朵不发沉，
because his ears never get dumb.
他的手臂不缩短，
his hands never get shorter.
我们最近有一位姊妹，
recently there's a sister.
她是我们一位同工带来信主的，
and it's a sister brought up to the Lord by one of our
co-. 这位姊妹她还没受洗，因为他有三四年的忧郁症，
she had a depression for three, 4 years.
都一直在家里都不敢出去，
she never go out, afraid of going out.
因为他的思想都是惧怕的，
because every thought is fear.
当我们那位同工就带他来接受耶稣基督，
when the sister brought her come to receive the Jesus,
就叫他上网来参加我们的论的聚会。
Ask her to come on the Zoom to join our meeting.
她还没来参加聚会前，晚上都睡不着觉。
Before she couldn't sleep.
我们特别在Zoom上又为她祷告。
So on the Zoom we pray for her.
她原先都躺在床上，没办法起来。
Before she always lie down on the bed, couldn't get up.
都不能处理。
Couldn't.
所以当我们为她祷告的时候，
we prayed for her.
虽然我们不在现场，
though we were not,
只是在网路为她祷告，
through the internet.
我们就奉耶稣基督的圣名，
so we pray Jesus' name.
来完全医治她的身体，
that she will be totally,
所以就把她断开，
to break the bondage.
那位姊妹我那天就睡得很好，
So that night she slept really well.
她就开始睡得很好，
and started to sleep well.
经过她现在也可以，这两个礼拜前她都可以起来助理，可以助理洗澡，
look after herself, taking a bath herself.
她说坐都不能坐太久，
before she said she
连前都站不起来，
long.
她现在一天可以站了好多次。
But now she can stand up for a long time.
所以我们神是活神。
So God is a living God.
我们神要让他的百姓得到神迹奇事。
God wants his children to experience miracles.
为什么要有神迹奇事？
Why there's miracles?
因为要神要让他的儿女们恢复他创造的完全。
Because he wants his children to recover the glorious life.From his creation.
你一定要相信，
you need to
相信领受，
believe and
渴慕领受，
desire and
我现在就奉耶稣圣名来医治。阿利路亚，亚伯的上帝，以撒的上帝，雅各的上帝。
God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob,
是我们所敬拜的复活的耶稣基督。
And it's the one who worships the coming King.
你在十字架已经为我们担当所有疾病和作主。
You have borne all our sicknesses and curses on the cross.
我们愿意将我们所有的重担，我们的疾病。
So.All our burdens are willing to give it to you.
任何的疾病，
any disease,
任何的软弱，
any iniquities,
都交给耶稣基督。
Give it to Jesus.
我们现在奉拿撒勒耶稣基督圣名来宣告。
Right now, in the name of Jesus and Nazareth,
你的众儿女每一位都要经历到你是又真又神。
Every child of yours will experience
your true God. 你现在就医治，现在就医耶稣基督的生命，好起来。
Jesus name, now come on,
you
king. And all the evil spirit,
晚上睡不着觉了，要恢复神的创造，神的香甜。 现在就医治，医治
any physical problems be healed，
有腰部有问题的现在就奉耶稣圣名来斥喝，来医治这些脊椎，从颈部到脊椎任何的脊椎问题，现在奉那在耶稣圣名恢复健康，现在就恢复，现在就医治
strengthen up，
有任何的癌细胞疾病的，我们现在就斥责这些疾病。
Any cancer,
癌症，任何癌症，都是要完全离开。
We will kill
you. 离开在神的儿女身上。
You have no right to be on.
有眼睛有问题的，
if your
eyes, 我奉耶稣圣名开启每位的属灵的眼睛。
Lord, you open your eyes.
来开启我们肉体的眼睛。
Catch our eyes of the spirit.
因为你的话有带着医治的释放的大能。
Because the Lord's word bring power of healing.
你的话可以医治我们全身的良药。
Because your word is the healing of whole body.
让我们有遇到困难疾病的时候，
if we have any difficulties,
我们只有来到你面前。
We will come before you.
来到这位医治的耶稣基督。
Come to the healing.
我们呼求主名的时候。就要得医治。
Name of the Lord, you will be
healed. 奉拿撒耶稣基督圣名的宣告。
In Jesus the Nazareth.
圣灵的恩膏。
The power.
无形的圣灵火来烧烧在我们每位身上。
Fire of the
Holy Spirit. 现在圣灵来烧。
奉
耶稣基督圣灵火来烧。圣灵火来恩膏，恩膏，哈利路亚，恩膏每位，让每位都是电力，真的双脚如同。无论的双脚来跳跃来赞美我们主宝的真神，
奉
耶稣救赎名降临天上，真实的平安来赏赐我们每位。
Give the true peace from heaven，
让我们不只是得到了恩典
，not just receive your grace，
我们要得到你的恩宠
，we have to receive your favor，
奉耶稣救赎名来高我们一位。
In Jesus' name，
成为每日的主的管道
，become a channel of blessing。
奉耶稣基督活着，就是见证耶稣基督。
When we live, we are testimony for Jesus Christ。
领受财务的高摩的时候
，receive the anointing of finance。
得到任何的财务货物
，and receive more finance。
就感谢阿爸父的赏赐
，and give glory to。
将荣耀要归给天父上帝。
We thank the Lord。
因为我们天父是他。恩赐都是从神来的
，because every good gift is from。
我们只有领受，我们都是领受。
Everything we
我们只有感恩，
receive、
我们只有赞美。当我们天天赞美的口，杀了没有的种子，要看到将来有没有的收成。
We don't see that。
哦，也许就是让我们眼目定睛在永恒的国度里面。
Focus our eyes on the eternity。
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。
没有一个软弱的，从现在开始，每一位都是天天穿上圣灵全副军装。
If you are weak today, we will put on。
显出征战勇敢
，and we are victorious。
成为属天的得胜者
，we will be victorious。
圣洁国度的主民
，and we are
成为基督的信徒。
And it's a
glory. 荣耀归给至高的圣的真神。
All the glory.
我们这样祝福、祷告、祝福、靠耶稣祷告。
We pray this way. It's in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
荣耀归给
主。Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
我祝福一下大家。
Yeah. We ask.
那个。耶和华向于摩西说：“你告诉亚伦和他的儿子说，你们要这样为以色列人祝福说：愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。愿耶和华是。”
Shine His face upon you. Bless you. May the Lord shine His face upon you. Give you peace.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we also thank you for our pastor, peace and joy. 我们天上的父，我们要感谢你，才派你的仆人来，也大大的来赏赐他们，大大的继续来祝福他们前面的脚步，来祝福他们的事业，祝福他们的儿女。Lord, we also our whole church bless our pastor, peace and joy. May they prosper in every way, their children and finance and health.And continue to run for you. 继续为你来奔跑。Hallelujah, 我们一起来奔跑。We will run together. We thank you again for them. In Jesus' name. 我们继续为他们献上感恩。耶稣的名。Amen.
Amen.